And we welcome you back to the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's wrestling recipient is Washington's Tristan Westfall Edwards. Tristan, congratulations on the honor, and I appreciate your time here today.
Thank you.
Tristan, great junior season you have this year at 170 pounds. Going to move on to districts this coming weekend. But before we get into that, let's just look at the season in general. What's made you so successful, and how have you liked your progress throughout the year?
The progress has been real. It's been great. I got to thank, you know, a lot of the wrestlers in the room and definitely the coaches, you know, for pushing me. My mom is a big part of it also, you know, just helping me out with every little thing, you know, outside of it. I'm just comfortable, you know, and that's always good as an athlete to be comfortable. So, yeah, I just got to thank all the wrestlers and the coaches. That's the big part of it.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's look at the team. Of course, Tristan, unfortunately, team fell in regionals on Tuesday night, so the team dual season comes to a close. But looking at overall the years and the season in general, how did you like the growth of the team?
I mean, I can't speak how, you know, grateful I was to be a part of this team this year. It was a great year. You know, we turned a lot of heads. We're you know, coming back and being pretty dominant last year, and coming back this year losing a lot of guys. We definitely just showed out this year, I feel like, and a lot of people had doubted us, you know, and said, you know, we're not as good this year, but we turned a lot of heads, and we did what we did to get it as far as we could. So, you know, I'm very proud of the team, and now it's just an individual race, and we have a lot of good guys that are have a good shot this year to do some great things. So I'm just proud to see what they can do, and we're going to see where it takes us.
Well, let's move to Saturday. Of course, as you mentioned, 8 wrestlers for Washington going to move on to districts. Let's look at you at 170 pounds. What do you know about a competition? What can you expect come Saturday?
The only thing I do know about is I've wrestled every kid in my bracket. I have won. But, I mean, you know, I guess as a wrestler and as an athlete, one thing I do look at and I'm very high on is you never know what an opponent can do. You know, you never know what opponent's watching you and what they different game plan they come with. So I guess I'm just going to go with my regular game plan and not just points, which has been, you know, throughout this whole year, is just scoring points and being active on my feet. So that's my game plan, and I'm going to go try to get on top of that podium.
Sure. Well, looking to get back to Wells Fargo Arena for state for the third year in a row, how can that experience from the last couple of years really help you this go around?
Oh, yeah, it definitely started my freshman year when I went, and I actually got beat 2 times, and it was a sour taste in my mouth, and, you know, because as an eighth grader, I really looked up to a lot of those four-timers or those young state champions, and that's what I wanted to be, so, and I knew I had the potential to do it, but so it started my freshman year, just leaving that sour taste in my mouth, and it was just a great experience. My sophomore year, I came back around, ended up getting 7th, and it was great. It was a great experience. You know, I got to see, you know, what I have to do to stay on that winning side. And that's the most important thing for me, is staying on that winning side. And to get to the top is to stay on that winning side. So I just saw what it takes. And we had Trayvon Wilden last year in the finals. So I just saw how much, like, he was taking care of his body after he would go wrestle, you know, for one of the days. And that's one thing that I definitely noted down, and I'm going to keep in mind this year as I go try to get to the top of the podium.
Yeah. Tristan, let's talk about your coach a little bit. What do you like about Coach Brent Van Walden?
He's a great guy. I mean, he brings a lot of fun to the room. It's incredible how a coach can be like a father figure to you. It's pretty sweet. And, you know, he's a really good guy. And every day I walk in the room and he's pushing me even harder. You know, sometimes we don't get along because he does push me a little harder. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all working out and it's all paying off. So I'm very thankful for him. And I'm also thankful for the rest of my coaching staff, you know, Jeff Hazlett, Coach Chambers. You know, they're all good guys, and they all are pushing me, working with me, you know, just perfecting the craft.
Mm-hmm. Fun one here for you, Tristan. You need a point. What's the go-to move?
Very good on my feet. I'm very confident on my feet. So, I need a point. I'm probably going to, you know, try to get that double. I'm a big blast double guy, so that's what I like. Right now, I'm working on, you know, just trying to different ways to get to it, moving around better to get to it. You know, can't go straight on anymore. That was a lot of that happened my freshman year. Guys didn't really know who I was that much, and So it worked on them. I didn't see it coming. Now a couple of guys that I wrestle with know it's coming, so I got to perfect it, you know, get better angles to get to it. And so, but that's what it is, that blast double. That's my favorite move, and that's probably what I'll go to.
Salt Blatt plenty of times this season, and football as well at that linebacker position. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking at other sports. You're also, of course, as I just mentioned, involved in football. Out of the two sports, put you on the spot, do you have a favorite and why?
I get that question so much, and it's a funny answer where, you know, I'm right in the middle right now where it's like, which one can take me farther? And, you know, because I definitely want to, I'm a big athlete, and I love the sports to death. You know, I can go watch, you know, a hockey game and still be intrigued. So, you know, just the sports and the competitiveness of the athlete atmosphere is something that I like. So I definitely want to go far with sports, but I can't really tell you which one I like more. I guess I can definitely say this summer will be focused on, you know, a lot of wrestling. But I definitely carry my wrestling over to, you know, that linebacker position, like you said.
Yeah.
And that's something that I use a lot.
Right on. Well, Tristan, can be sports or non-sports related. What's your favorite part about being a Demon?
The atmosphere. I have to say the atmosphere. I come to school every day, and I walk in the building, and you can just feel it. You know, everybody loves you. Everybody gets along. It's great to, you know, it's great to be able to get along with different people. And, you know, I can walk down the hallways, and everybody's giving me a smile. Everybody's a good friend. And the teachers, they support you so much. You know, my English teacher, just the other day, she said that she came and watched me up in at sectionals, and, well, we hosted it, but she came and watched me at sectionals. And it's like, you know, it's just cool how everybody supports you, and it's a great community. But just being a Demon, it's the atmosphere that does it for me. It's so good.
Absolutely. Well, Tristan, our sponsor, Hedgebow Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, respect, dependability, and quality. What are some of your core values?
Core values for me is I'm a big competitor. That's one thing that I like to do everything to the fullest, give my full ability to show off talent. If it was how well I read a book, you know, I'm going to do it, you know, to the best of my ability. So I'm going to try to be the best one in the class, or the best one, you know, to do it. I'm a big competitor. Also, very respectful. You know, my mom was the one that, you know, if she still to this day reminds me, you know, respect people like you want to be respected back. And so, you know, respect is something that every person deserves. And so why not, you know, and if I want to get respected, might as well show a little respect back. So that's one, my second one. And my third one, I'd probably say, this goes honesty. I can't stand lying. It's something that gets to me a lot. So, you know, when I'm lied to, or even leaves a sour taste in my mouth when I do say kind of fib or say something that was kind of like off of the truth a little bit, you know, I have to come back and, you know, hey, that wasn't exactly right. It was the other way around, you know, so. I can't, you know, honesty is something that everybody deserves also. You know, nobody deserves a false answer. So, I'd say those are my top three good core values. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And last question before I let you go here, Tristan, when you're not involved in wrestling, football, different sports in school, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I'm always on the grind. You know, like I said, I keep bringing up my mom, but I am constantly pushed by her. And it's a good kind of push, you know. It's not the crazy mom type of thing. She pushes me, and you know, we have fun together, and I'm a big family person also. So, you know, we have fun, but I'd say my free time is definitely, you know, if I'm not with my family doing something, I'm definitely, you know, in the wrestling room, in the weight room, on the football field, running around the track. You know, doing something like that, or even playing a pickup game of baseball, you know, so definitely just being active is something that I'm constantly doing, so, yeah.
Yeah, great answer. Well, Tristan, congratulations on the honor once again. Best of luck on Saturday and moving forward.
Thank you so much.
That was Tristan Westfall Edwards of the Washington Wrestling Team. Join us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Terrific junior season for Tristan as he looks to get back to the state tournament. Best of luck to him the rest of the way. Let's step aside and let's close things out here on the PM Sports Page right after this on AM1 FM KCII.